Keeping up with the Joneses.
The CKNW Morning News with Philip Till presents, How Are You Keeping Up with the Joneses?
Well, especially if you're getting back into the dating game, are you keeping up with Mr. and Mrs. Jones over there who seem to be doing okay? There are some rules about getting back into the dating game, but some of the rules apparently haven't changed at all. We asked a few of our friends around here, like rule number one, who pays?
If you don't pay on the first date, you will not only not get another one, but the girl will badmouth you to her coworkers and friends. It just doesn't look good. I know it's old-fashioned, but it's old-fashioned for a reason.
The guy must pay. Well, let's see if we have agreement here. We're going to talk in a moment with someone who has a smartphone only. You can use your smartphone to do your dating. But Susan Semenu joins us. She is a matchmaker with the boutique matchmaking company called Divine Intervention Matchmaking. Joining us again. Hi, Susan. Is that true? The guy must pay?
Absolutely. And I don't give men an option when they go out on a date. We're still stuck in the caveman days. We're still traditional. And women still want to know, we value security and stability, that the gentleman has the wherewithal to be able to provide in some capacity. So it's a first date. Don't make it an expensive dinner, but pay.
Now, so we're assuming here that the guy is the one looking for the date, but the woman is also wanting this date. So if she says, let me split this with you, you should say no, 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 no?
No, thank you. Oh. You can get it at a later date and be optimistic that you'll get together again. She will reward you down the road. But just man up. There's awkwardness around a first date. Just take control. Women love when a guy is large and in charge and takes control. And to the point about the date, make sure that you're not wishy-washy when you're picking a location or a time. Just take control, you know, provide some options, and just go for it.
Well, you've started us down a path I wanted to go, because I wanted to ask you, in the time we have, give us maybe the top three do's and the top three don'ts.
The number one do in terms of a date location, make sure that you can see and hear your date. So don't pick a crowded bar with a ton of people, because you'll not be able to hear your date. So that's not good. You want to bond in the first meeting. Mm-hmm. And make sure, too, that you can see the person, because the visual cues are really what make people attracted to each other. Then the other one that's a key thing is, you don't ever want to talk about your exes, even when it's brought up in the beginning. Just change the topic. And lastly, speaking of smartphones and phones, put your phone away. Do not check it. Do not have it on vibrate. Unless you're a doctor in the ER and there's a 911 potential emergency, put that phone away.
So if you're a brain surgeon, it's okay.
Yes.
Clothing, dressing up. I mean, a lot of guys are slobs.
They are.
Yeah.
So
invest
in some modern attire. Make sure that your clothes fit. Women will always check out your shoes. We're very, very analytical. So you want to present your best foot forward. And I always tell the guy, make sure that you do the grooming check as well, in terms of eyebrow, nose, and ear hair.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure that your teeth are nice and white and brushed. Have some mints handy. Make sure your pants fit. Make sure your jeans are current. They're not circa mom jeans that, you know, past people have gotten in trouble with. No sneakers whatsoever.
No sneakers.
No sneakers. And take ball caps off. Women want to be able to see your hair. No sunglasses on, even if you're outside. Again, back to the flirting and the eye contact. And just make sure that you wear a nice color. Women love red. It's a powerful color. And women also like shades of blue. Again, back to security and stability. That color draws us in.
Lastly, I got a fantastic email from a woman who was telling me all about her experiences. And up at the top, she says, the one thing that will make it really go well is if you have no expectations.
Yes. So women, we like to fantasize in romance, you know, is this guy the one that we're going to marry? Forget all of that. Go in with an open mind. Keep your first date.